You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here on Principal Broadcasting, and today I have a very delightful guest joining my show. His name is Dr. Sean Davis, and he is the founder of the Davis Group Counseling and Wellness Services. They have two locations in California, one in Roseville and the other one in Palo Alto. So we're going to be talking with Dr. Davis today to find out what sort of help he's giving the folks of the Bay Area. So without any further ado, why don't we welcome him to the show. Dr. Sean Davis, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome, Dr. Davis. It's a complete thrill for us to have you here. Now, to get things started, could you, give us a little brief description of the Davis Group Counseling and Wellness Services and what sort of services you're providing for the folks?
Sure. We're a small practice with two offices, as you mentioned, and we provide services, individual, couple, and family counseling, and we have people that specialize in each of them. I'm a local professor here at a local university, mm-hmm. and so I just sort of pick from among our best and brightest graduates once they leave the program, once they graduate and get licensed, to have them come back and work for me in the group. So we specialize in sort of keeping our practices small and providing a lot of personal attention to people.
Which is fantastic, because I feel like especially in the world of therapeutic services, I think a lot of people become pretty fashionable with the you pay such and such for 60 minutes and 60 minutes comes up and that's it. You're at
it. Yeah, you don't want your mental health to feel like a warehouse service.
Right. So certainly those of us who have partaken in mental health services certainly appreciate what you're doing down there. Now, Dr. Davis, could you talk a little bit about some of the issues, the mental illnesses that you treat? I imagine that anxiety and depression are pretty high on your list.
You know, anxiety and depression are huge now, especially among teens. We're really seeing a huge uptick in that, I think, with the increased pressure that they have for, you know, globalization. There's this pressure to really go out and sort of make something of themselves in the world. And yet at the same time, they have all of this access to technology that it's really easy for them to bow out of their pressures. You know, they just pick up their phone and scroll through Instagram or Snapchat or whatever.
Right.
And it's they're not learning the skills they need to in order for this sustained work that they're being pressured into doing. So
now, Dr. Davis,
they're feeling pressures to do, I should say.
Right. Now, Dr. Davis, I have an interesting question to pose to you regarding anxiety and depression. Now, I know these two things in themselves can be standalone diagnoses. I'm sure folks out there mm-hmm. suffer strictly from anxiety and depression. But sure. In your professional experience, have you ever found, can anxiety and depression also be symptoms to maybe a larger thing that's going on in the individual?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And I, in my experience, typically find depression as something that underlies anxiety more so right. than the opposite. And a lot of anxiety comes down to people just being dissatisfied with their life, or something's missing. You know, they're checking all the boxes. They have a good career. They like it. You know, they have their spouse and, you know, the 1.8 kids and the white picket fence and all that, but something's off. Something's missing. And that can lead to just this sort of underlying sense of anxiety that they can't quite put a finger on. And some people will even feel guilty about, like, why am I here? My life's fine, but something's not fine. And that can lead to a lot of, and then people will sometimes bring in attempts to solve that, you know, like some form of addiction or maybe an affair or something that will then complicate things. And now they have a real, an additional problem to solve that,
right.
that has complicated their life.
Now, have you found, I imagine that being a spouse or a family member of somebody dealing with anxiety or depression is probably very mm-hmm. difficult.
Yes.
is it hard to explain now? Is it hard to explain to these folks exactly what it is that their loved one is going through? I mean, I can't imagine that if you're not experiencing bouts of anxiety or depression, I can't imagine one would understand what that feels like to deal with on a chronic basis.
Absolutely. It can be, and it can be really frustrating. Yeah. Say it's your child, your high school student, and they don't want to go to school or something, for example, because they're too afraid. And it, to the parent, it can border on maddening. It's like, look, just go to school. You're fine. You go, you sit in class, you talk to people, you come home. What's the big deal? And you don't, it's easy to miss how paralyzing these fears can be for someone who has anxiety. And,
right.
You know, there's a real funny paradox. Well, it's not funny. It's sort of a tragic paradox with it. Most of us are conditioned to think, okay, if we have a problem, just sort of tackle it head on. Let's hop in and look at this and solve it and address it. And essentially, our approach is to speed up the solution here. The trick with anxiety is in order to speed it up, you have to slow down. So rather than coming at your child and being like, hey, let's figure this out, let's solve this, do this, 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 and this, that overwhelms them. What you need to do is just approach them, listen to them. Hey, it seems like you're feeling really overwhelmed. You know, what's going on? Let's talk about it. And listen to them. And, you know, if they're telling you they're overwhelmed, be honest and like, hey, is there some of this stuff we can cut out? Or just listen to them and see what their solutions are. But just taking the time to listen, to slow it down. If you want to speed up the exit of anxiety from your life, you have to slow it down, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that makes sense 100%. It also kind of sounds like communication seems to be the key here.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Things like anxiety and depression, both of them thrive in sort of containers where they're held there, where you're holding it on your own. And the more you can have a really close connected network, community, whether that's family, friends, whatever it might be, a therapist, to just listen and sort of walk through life with you.
Right.
Usually the less paralyzing the anxiety will be.
Well, Dr. Sean Davis, thank you so much for coming on the show today and talking about this wonderful, well, I guess not so much wonderful, but it's something that certainly needs to be discussed. And I think folks out there, hopefully they gain something from our discussion here today. So Dr. Davis, thank you again for coming on. I really appreciate it. And of course, wish you the very best of luck going forward.
Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.